Can you keep a secret? Not like that, just, well, okay, so I know that you are about to be off the market, we'll say, and I just wouldn't feel right with myself if I didn't tell you the truth about how I feel. And I thought about this a lot, like an agonizing amount. I couldn't decide if it was worth the risk, but so I know that we have never been anything more than friends, and part of that was my fault, or maybe all of that was my fault. I don't know, but it's not because I'm sorry. It's not because I never wanted you. I know it's a weird thing to bring up right now, like, you're literally about to get married to my fucking sister. I know. Do you want to not do this? We don't have to. I won't go into it anymore. If I mean, okay, listen, I introduced you to my sister because I thought that somehow that would make me less attracted to you. Like, yeah, I know it was a really dumb idea in retrospect, but hindsight is always 20/20, and I realized that it was a mistake. But the thing is, my attraction for you has honestly only intensified in the past year, maybe more. And I see you with my sister, and you're so happy, and I'm happy for you and for her, and I don't want to mess anything up. I really don't. But I need you to know. I need you to know the truth. I know it's inappropriate. I do. Can you just hear me out? And then we never have to talk about this again. It can just sort of be a closed chapter. We don't have to acknowledge it. And it's okay if we're not even, like, close friends anymore. Okay. So I have thought about you in ways that I guess are not only wildly inappropriate given that you're my sister's fiance, but ways that I think most people would argue are just inappropriate, period. Do you remember, like, a couple years ago, we went to the carnival, and you made me go on the Ferris wheel, even though I'm so scared of heights, and I did not want to go. And you promised that it would be okay, and that I should just trust you. And you held my hand, and I was obviously dramatic about the whole thing because that's just who I am, but it did end up being fine. when we were at the top of the Ferris wheel, you said something to me that has echoed in my fucking head. Do you remember what you said to me? Oh my God. You said there's something about you putting your trust in me to do things that scare you, that makes me feel like myself. I mean, I know you meant it in like a friendship way, and you know, it's nice when your friends trust you, and it can be really like affirming for your identity, and like I know that, but I realized in that moment that I was actually like ridiculously turned on, because I realized that I really actually trust you, like a lot, like with something that I would consider my greatest fear. I mean, I hate heights, but I trusted you to take care of me, and like I know that you felt that moment. I see you smirking. It was quick, but it was there. A moment where I just looked at you, this girl who doesn't listen to anybody, who always knows best, who never does what anyone tells her to do, just trusting you and listening to you. I know that you felt it too. That feeling, it was like lightning in a bottle for me. I had never experienced that before, what it could feel like to really give myself to someone in that way. I know it seems super banal to talk about a Ferris wheel ride like it was some sort of life-changing moment, but I knew then that I didn't want to be in control when I was with you. I promise there's like a point to this story. After that night, like, I couldn't stop thinking about why that turned me on so much. Like, it didn't even make sense to me. I started to research online, my classic move, like, what does it mean if I like when someone is in control of me? And I started to learn about sexual submission and power dynamics and the deep connections that can form through those sorts of relationships. But I had already introduced you to my sister at that point, and you guys were just starting to get to know each other, and I really didn't want to interfere, or God forbid I was just in some weird sex-crazed phase, jeopardize a good thing for you. So I just didn't say anything, but it only grew. Did you notice how I started texting you more often to ask you what you thought I should do? At first, you were taken off guard, And it makes sense because I never ask anyone what I should do, but I know this is gonna sound really weird and perverted, but like, I kind of got off on taking your advice. I know it's crazy. It just felt like the closest I could get to what I actually wanted. And what I actually want, no, not in the past tense. I want to be your submissive slut. I hate that I want this. I can't believe I'm telling you this. I know that this could cause a lot of issues for you, and like I said, I can refrain from ever mentioning it again. Tell me, do you want me to stop talking about it? Okay. Well, one of my recurring fantasies, I guess you could call it, is you come home from work and I'm naked, kneeling in front of the door. Not even looking at you, just looking at the floor until you tell me otherwise. You look at me, put your hand under my chin, and lift my face up to see you, and you tell me what a good girl I am. You pick me up and carry me over to the couch. And the first thing that I do is just suck your cock right away. Every day, as soon as you get home, just mindlessly sucking, like in a meditative state, so focused on your pleasure and my servitude that nothing else exists at all. And after I make you come, I have dinner ready for you. I serve it to you, still naked. Ideally, you keep me naked all the time. And then while you eat dinner, I suck your cock again under the table. And occasionally, you pet me, run your fingers through my hair, and tell me what a good girl I am. Do you want me to stop talking about it? Okay. I think about your cum all the time. I know that my sister is prude, at least compared to me. I bet she doesn't swallow your loads. I think that's ridiculous. I would never dream of wasting a drop of your precious cum, ever. You could put it inside me in any hole, any time, any place, whatever you want. I'll wear whatever you want me to wear. If you want me to look like a whore when we go out, then I will. If you want me to look buttoned up, I can do that too. I trust you. And I want you to own me like an object or a pet or a piece of property. I want you to possess me. All of me. Entirely. I know that might seem crazy, and I know it's a long way from sitting at the top of the Ferris wheel, just trusting you that I wouldn't die on the ride, but I hope you can see the way that that trust translates over. Because I know that you wouldn't hurt me, at least not in any permanent way. And I know that you would push me to do things that I didn't always want to do, but that could potentially benefit me, or perhaps just turn me on wildly. The idea of fully submitting to you makes me absolutely crazy. It makes me absolutely fucking crazy. And God, I'm trying not to say everything because I don't want to seriously freak you out. But when I went with my sister and she chose her wedding dress, I thought about the stark contrast between what your wedding night would be with her versus what it would be with me. I imagine that she'll be tired and stressed from planning a ridiculous, over-the-top wedding. Maybe you'll have sex just quickly. Maybe she just does it to appease you. And then you go to sleep. See, that's not what I want. I picture me in a very pretty, pretty white dress. My makeup looking just angelic. My hair in curls with pretty barrettes and a sparkling necklace. Just looking like a princess. We get back to the hotel room. And you immediately have me on my knees in my wedding dress. And you just use me. Because in that moment, I've made a vow to you. I'm yours. Use me however you want. Indefinitely. Forever. And you want to remind me of that? That even on this night where I look so beautiful, like a picture, that you'll still fuck me up a little bit. And I love that. I really, really love that. Does she suck your cock? Tell me. Does she? Does she suck your cock? Sometimes. How often is that? Once a week. You know, it's only gonna decrease from here, right? See, that's another difference between me and my sister. The more cock you give me, the more cock I want. The more you use me, the more I crave to be used. So, anyway. Sorry, I realized that was a lot. I don't want to continue this since it's so inappropriate. but you are looking at me a little bit different now. What is that? Are you curious? Are you curious what it would be like? Have you ever used someone before like that? Had someone trust you like that? Have you? I know my sister doesn't let you. I'm talking about before her. Well, you're not a married man yet. And even though I know I'll go to hell for this, can you just use me tonight? Come on, it's just me and you here. She's not gonna be home till tomorrow. And I know this is crazy, but I want you to use my body for anything that you want. Just for tonight, this one time. And if you don't feel what I feel, we never have to talk about it ever again. No strings attached. So, what do you say? Let me take off my clothes and present myself to you. Is that okay? Slide the stress off. Get these panties off. Get on my knees. I'm ready. I'm ready to serve you. Please tell me what you want me to do. It would be my pleasure. Let's pull those shorts down. Oh, fuck. Your cock. It's so hard. I just want to savor the taste of this pre-cum. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I got carried away. No, I'm serious. I want you to use me how you want to. Yeah. Pretend I'm just a fuck doll. Like, if I was just a fleshlight. Just a toy to be used. What would you do? Show me. Okay, yeah, I like that. Yeah. You want me to call you a certain name? Like sir or daddy? My throat like that again. Yeah, do it. Do it. This is your one night. This might be the last time that you get me. You're so rough with me. You want to put your cock inside me? My pussy is even tighter than my throat. Please. Please. Yes, yeah, take my little pussy. Yeah, take my little hole. Fuck. Just like that, yeah. Push my legs all the way back. Yeah, all the way back. I'm really flexible, and I know my sister's not. Oh, fuck. That's it. Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Yeah, fuck me like you fucking hate me like you don't care. Yeah, just like that. Holy shit. Holy fuck. Holy fuck. Holy fuck. 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 I'm your property. 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 I'm yours. I'm yours. I'm yours. I'm yours. I'm yours. I'll do whatever you want, whenever you want. I'll do whatever you want. Whenever you fucking want. Holy fucking shit, you're so deep in my pussy right now. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, fuck. Yeah. Yeah, no, give it to me. 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 Give it to me like my sister won't let you. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, just like that. Fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Fuck. Oh, my pussy's so fucking wet. Holy shit. Fuck. I've never been so turned on in my life. Oh, you're holding your cock in my throat. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Yeah. Please keep going. Please keep going. Please keep going. Please, please, please. Please. It's gonna make me cum. It's gonna make me... Oh, God. Yeah, just like that. That's a spot. Oh, fuck. That's a spot. Yeah. That's a spot. Yeah, I want you to come in my pussy, too. Yeah, I want you to come in my pussy, too. I do. I want you to bring me. I want you to get me pregnant. I know it's crazy. I know it's crazy, but... Oh, please. Please. Please, please, please come in my pussy. Please, please, please. Please come in my pussy. Please. Please. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fuck. Oh, your balls slapping against my ass. Oh, you're so deep. Fuck. Oh, my God. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. No, don't stop till you come to me. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's it. Unload those paws, unload those paws, unload those paws. Give me that sticky cum. Give me that hot, perfect cum. I'm my fertile womb. I'm younger and prettier than my sister, and you know it. Knock me up. Knock me up. Make me a mommy. Make me a mommy. I'm yours. I'm yours. I'm yours. I'm yours. I'm all yours. I'm yours, I'm all yours. I'm all yours. I'm all yours. Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah. Yeah. All the way in my pussy. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, I feel it. Oh, my God. Holy shit. Oh, it's so warm. Oh, you're fucking painting my insides white. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, that's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll clean off your cock, of course. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Do you want me to just keep your cock in my mouth while you sit here, my body across the couch, resting my head on your lap, just gently sucking until you're ready to come again. I can make you food if you want. You can eat while I suck. We have the whole night ahead of us. I want you to get as much use out of me as you see fit. Just promise that you won't tell my sister.